This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein shares from her podcast, The Chosen People, which connects Christians to the Jewish roots of their faith by exploring the Old Testament.
I can't help but see myself in Jacob, striving, struggling, and always hoping. It's a story of flawed humans and a faithful God who loves them. It's about a God who chose flawed humans. It's our story. Let's look into Jacob's story a little bit deeper. In Jacob's time, shepherding was more than an occupation. It was a symbol of leadership, of provision, and of our responsibility to care for others. When Jacob cleverly influenced the breeding of his flocks, he wasn't just doing a job, and he wasn't even just securing his future. He was engaging in an act that balances human effort and divine blessing. We see shepherding through a quaint, nostalgic lens instead of as a dynamic spiritual calling of the Bible. In the worldview of the Bible, shepherding embodies leadership that cares and guides and nurtures. You see, Jacob's story isn't just about shepherding. It's once again a story of human schemes and divine favor. And we might ask ourselves, just why does God bless Jacob when Jacob has been a bit deceitful? But here's the thing. God's favor isn't tied to our perfection. In Jacob's story and throughout the Bible, we see a God who blesses humans not because of our schemes, but often in spite of them.
Join Yael for a cinematic audio experience through the Old Testament in her new podcast, The Chosen People, wherever you listen to your podcasts, or visit thechosenpeople.com.